on the right-hand side through the tunnel closest here to the podium. So you can greet them in the appropriate way. And I'll be back to talk to you in about 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Mesdames et messieurs, ladies and gentlemen, good morning, bonjour. Welcome to this convocation for the Faculty of Education. We will start right on time and hopefully we'll finish at 11:32 and a half or something like that. And then I'm going to get a lot of flack if it's not close to that, but we'll give it a try. My name is David Harp. I am le chef de protocole, which is another way of saying I'm chief marshal. And as such, I have to worry a little bit about the aisles in this back region. And I would ask that you please don't stand up in the aisles for these pictures. The picture that you're going to get by taking it back there won't be all that wonderful. I can tell you, it's hard to recognize anybody. If you've got a lens that's this long, maybe it's a good idea. But please, and also there will be a professional photograph taken from the front, as well as the broadcast around the world on Be Cool TV is going to take place, and anyone in any country can view this as now as well as a little later. The ceremony will commence at pretty much exactly 10 o'clock. The Chancellor of the University, Richard Pound, will ask you to be seated after the platform party has come in to the tent. There really are no other major announcements to be made other than I would ask that you please don't let that happen. It's a little disturbing, and I think for an hour and a half it will work out very well. I thought I might mention a little bit about the uniforms or the robes that the various professors and you students are wearing. The robe itself stems from about the year 1100 and has evolved over all that period of time with the universities starting in Europe. The McGill robe that you will see, the red and the green, stems in fact from the time of Cambridge University. The chevrons on the side represent a doctorate degree. The colors represent your specific degree, which is in Faculty of Education, it's a light blue. It's a little bit like the North Carolina blue that is on the back of my own hood, which is like so. And that just simply signifies, and the yellow, in this case for science, is, as I am a chemist, is that particular color, and all of the colors are represented that way. The hats that you have, you'll be given some information about how to use them. If you have not had a degree already, you will take them off, and that will be explained. The one that I have on is an interesting one in that you get two commentaries about it. One is that it's killer hat man from some people, as well as it's an excellent Frisbee possibility if you've got nothing to do outside. I wouldn't advise trying to do that with your own. As you can hear, Jeff McCarthy, University Piper, is coming, and I should also mention that Winston Purdy will be leading everyone in the alma mater just at the start, and you can see on your screens the platform party is coming, and it's not necessarily raining all that hard, so let's hope it stays that way. And I would ask that you rise for the platform party. Levez-vous, s'il vous plaît, for the platform party.
Good morning. I extend the greetings and best wishes of McGill University, its Board of Governors, faculty, and staff to the graduating students, their families, and their friends who are participating in this convocation. Welcome to our splendid downtown campus in the middle of our university, in the heart of the great city of Montreal. We meet today in the very center of what has been an intellectual capital of Montreal, of Quebec, and of Canada for almost two centuries. You are sitting on the grounds where some of the greatest minds in the world have advanced the frontiers of science, the humanities, the arts, and the learned professions, where extraordinary teachers have inspired the generations who followed them, and where the leaders of their own generations gained the insights and confidence that guided them as they set forth on their personal voyages of discovery. For the graduating students, I hope that you have come to understand what a remarkable opportunity you've had to study at McGill, in the care of an institution committed to providing you with the finest education, not just on a local or even national scale, but on the scale of the entire world in which you will now find yourselves. You are not the same as when you arrived. You're older, you know more, you understand more. You've learned how to think, to question, to analyze, to organize your thoughts, to communicate. And perhaps above all, you now realize that your education will never cease, that it will be a constant process for the rest of your lives. Today, what we celebrate, and it deserves celebration, is merely the passing from one stage to yet another in what should be a lifelong quest for the advancement of your own learning. Remember the day, but keep your eyes on the future. You are works in progress. Par la présence ici aujourd'hui, les professeurs et les gouverneurs de l'Université McGill reconnaissent votre travail et attestent que vous êtes désormais mieux préparés selon des critères objectivement mesurables à aborder les prochaines étapes de votre vie. They are here to bear witness to the fact that over the past few years, they have taken your very promising minds and have tried, by sharing their knowledge and experience, to stretch those minds beyond what you might have been able to do unassisted. This is a graduation day for them as well as for you. They join with your parents, families, and friends to celebrate this ceremonial occasion. That is why today there's an academic procession, why you are wearing gowns, why you will be capped if this is your first degree, why, in fact, you will be awarded a degree, and why there are witnesses who share with you in the confirmation of what you've accomplished. As a parent who has sat on many such occasions where your own parents and family are sitting today, I can assure you that they've never been as proud of you as they are right now. Nous vivons bien sûr au Canada dans la diversité culturelle et d'ailleurs fort bien représentée ici. Cette fierté s'exprimera donc de différentes façons, tantôt ouvertement et avec émotion, tantôt plus discrètement par un simple signe de la tête ou un baiser. Mais croyez-moi, dans notre fort intérieur au moins, il n'y a personne parmi nous qui n'ait les larmes aux yeux. You leave McGill with the advantage of one of the finest educations available on the face of this planet. You enjoy a huge advantage. It is an advantage that deserves to be applied for the good of the world community, of which you are part, not just for personal advancement or benefit. You leave here with the obligation to do your best in all circumstances, to apply your talents and skills with a sense of adventure, and there will be plenty of adventure, but also with the responsibility that comes with the privilege of leadership. Remember the words of Dr. Norman Bethune. Every leader starts out by first leading himself. You can make a difference. Make it a good difference. On this occasion, in addition to the degrees that will be conferred upon you, we will confer an honorary doctorate on a very special individual, the Honorable Jean M. Augustine, who will be introduced to you more formally in a few moments. We will also recognize Professor Bruce Shore with not one, but two awards for distinguished teaching. And now, before we proceed further, it is my pleasure to invite our principal and vice chancellor, Dr. Heather Monroe Bloom, to address some remarks to you as part of this convocation.
Chancellor, Chairman, Provost, Dean, our distinguished honorary degree recipient, the Honorable Jean M. Augustine, our special teaching award winner two times, Professor Bruce Shore, distinguished colleagues, friends, graduating class, bonjour et bienvenue to Le Monde. As Principal and Vice Chancellor of McGill University, it is my great pleasure to welcome you here on the front lawns of our beautiful downtown campus. I know that some of you here today as guests yourselves graduated on these very lawns. In this very special convocation season, I would like to speak for a moment about our Chancellor. Maître Pound came to McGill as a student athlete in the late 1950s, and he has never left us. Chancellor Pound's service to our university over the years has been devoted and distinguished, ranging from teaching to serving as president of the Graduate Society and chair of the Alma Mater Fund to volunteering with McGill athletes. He has been a governor of McGill for almost a quarter of a century, serving as chair of our Board of Governors from 1994 to 1999, and now as chancellor for 10 years. All of this he has accomplished while serving the International Olympic Movement and pursuing a distinguished legal career. Chancellor Pound will step down from 15 years of stunning senior volunteer leadership at the end of this month, and I want to take this opportunity on behalf of the entire McGill community to express our most sincere thanks to you, Chancellor Pound, for your unparalleled service to your alma mater. Graduating class, today is a very special day for you and a proud and happy day for McGill, an occasion to celebrate you, the class of 2009, and your families and friends, and a chance to share in your happiness. For all of you who are graduating here today, you have worked very hard without question. But as tough as it may be to be a McGill student from time to time, it is sometimes even tougher to be the family member of a McGill student. And so, graduating class, I ask that you join with me in expressing your appreciation and ours to your families and closest friends who have supported you while here. Many of you will be thinking today about where life will take you next and about the choices you will make. Nous vivons dans un monde où des membres d'une même famille, des amis et des collègues, peuvent aussi bien vivre dans des pays lointains que dans la même ville, où il est fort probable que votre réussite émane de partenariats avec des gens dont l'origine et l'expérience diffèrent largement de vôtre. The world you go out into as new graduates has been marked by an extraordinary year at the global level, one that has animated our commitment to grappling with the challenges we now all face. We are called upon to realize quickly a more sustainable relationship with our environment, and to do so while simultaneously dealing with vast uncertainty in the economy and in other domains of civil society. At the same time, we are redesigning the way we interact with financial and social systems to lessen the gaps between those who have and those who do not. These are challenges indeed, but I know you're up to them. As we face the challenges of our world, we're all dependent on knowledge, on intelligent and continuously assessed values and practices, and most significantly, on dedicated and creative individuals, leaders, professionals, and citizens, people just like you. As developing leaders class of 2009, you are building strong technological and scientific literacy, multilingual fluency, and an understanding of many of the great cultures of the world. You are cultivating an open mind and, perhaps most importantly, building your appetite for complexity. Graduating class, we are confident that your time at McGill has exposed you to the richness as well as the complex challenges that characterize the world into which you are stepping today as McGill alums. At McGill, I know you have made lasting friendships, sought knowledge, and learned from the best and brightest students and professors. You've experienced an environment where the pursuit of knowledge is the ultimate goal, where the exchange of ideas, particularly provocative and controversial ideas, is encouraged, where we respect fundamentally our academic freedoms and freedom of speech. And along with our wonderful freedoms and our great good fortune comes a special responsibility to recognize that the privileges we enjoy of living and studying in a peaceful democracy and a prosperous civil society position us well to meet social, environmental, and financial challenges that will affect others around the world much more severely than us. As we celebrate you, the class of 2009, we also celebrate the Faculty of Education, Libraries, and Information Sciences. The Faculty of Education has a long and distinguished history that began as the McGill Normal School in 1857 under McGill's longest-serving principal, Sir William Dawson. Dawson was a leader both in the development of curriculum standards and in innovation and teacher training throughout Canada. Dean Alain Perrault is bringing dynamic leadership and high standards for research and professional preparation and contribution to the Faculty of Education while reinforcing its interdisciplinary orientations and facilitating outreach to the broader community. I know that each of you has a teacher or a librarian who served as a powerful and influential force in your early life. I certainly have mine, and we celebrate the professions today. Class of 2009, we are very proud that you are today joining the more than 200,000 distinguished people around the world who make up McGill's Living Alumni, a roster that includes our Chancellor, our Chairman, our Principal Emeritus, and in a few moments, the Honorable Jean M. Augustine. And graduating class, as you leave here today, please undertake to stay in touch with your alma mater. You may be sure that we will stay in touch with you. Glad you got it. In closing, remember that you will carry the good name of McGill University everywhere you go. Please represent us well. And as you do, three pieces of simple but compelling advice from an ancient scholar. Take care of yourself. If you are not for yourself, who will be? Strive to make the world a better place. If you are only for yourself, you will have failed. Don't be afraid to act, to give something back to your community, your profession, your country, and your world. But for now, today's your day of celebration. Savor every moment. Félicitations.
Thank you, Madam Principal. I now invite the Dean of Education, Alain Perrault, and Martin Chrysworth, Dean of Graduate and Postdoctoral Studies, one after the other, to present Professor Bruce Shore to the Principal and Vice Chancellor to receive the Distinguished Teaching Award and Graduate Supervision and Teaching Award.
Madam Vice Chancellor, it is my pleasure to present Professor Bruce Shore for the Faculty Award for Distinguished Teaching. Professor Shore has had a renowned career at McGill and has served both undergraduate and graduate students in numerous ways. As a professor, as a program director of School Applied Child Psychology, as a chair of the Department of Educational and Counseling Psychology, and as a dean of students, Professor Shore has a legacy of success with teaching and mentorship. His teaching evaluations are consistently above 4 out of 5. And given he teaches both undergraduate and graduate courses, this is a wonderful testament of his success. Professor Shore has been successful at bringing complex theories of learning to life for his students by demonstrating how they can be used to design inquiry-based classrooms that promote learning across a lifespan. As one of his students states, Professor Shore demonstrated important teacher skills, pushing students gently in the direction of current educational theory while allowing for the development of personal interests and abilities. Another student describes Professor Shore as a teacher that allows students to discover how far they can reach and then supports them in their efforts until they stand on their own. Yet another student gives Professor Shore the highest praise of all by quoting Ward. The mediocre teacher tells. The good teacher explains. The superior teacher demonstrates. The great teacher inspires. This award recognizes that Professor Shore inspires. Professor Shore is a teacher scholar of the very highest caliber and a most worthy recipient of the honor that you are about to bestow on him. Madam Principal and Mr. Chancellor, on behalf of the Faculty of Education, I am very proud to present Professor Bruce Shore, the winner of the Faculty of Education Distinguished Teaching Award for 2009.
Madam Vice Chancellor, in his 39 years at McGill, Professor Bruce Shore has guided 83 graduate students through the completion of their programs, many who've won prestigious awards. They comment on the genuinely collaborative atmosphere that he has created in his research lab, where students quickly become valued contributors. He is described as a supporter and an advocate, someone with relentless enthusiasm who is warm and engaging while also being rigorous and meticulous. He can orchestrate a research team without losing sight of the individuals and often remains a mentor long after graduation. That Professor Shore has won both this year's Teaching and Supervision Awards, undergoing two separate and distinct nomination processes with two discrete selection committees, attests both to his remarkable pedagogical and research achievements and to their intrinsic connections when carried out at the very highest levels. Winning this academic biathlon in a single year is an unparalleled feat within the annals of McGill history. As a small token of appreciation for all he has done for this institution, McGill presents the David Thompson Award for Graduate Supervision and Teaching to Professor Shore and looks forward to many more years of his enlightened and compassionate mentoring of our graduate students. I was wondering if the dean was aware that one of the two events in a biathlon involves shooting. I now invite Dean Hélène Perrault to present the Honorable Jean Augustine, that she may have conferred upon her the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant.
Mr. Chancellor, I present to you the Honorable Dr. Jean Augustine, an educator and politician whose commitment to social justice and equity has changed the face of Canadian social values. Dr. Jean Augustine was born in St. George, Grenada. She was a qualified teacher when she arrived in Canada in 1959, but had to work in a number of clerical and domestic jobs before earning an Ontario Teacher Certificate. After completing a Master's of Education degree, Ms. Augustine became a school principal with the Toronto District Catholic School Board, where she began to lead many youth-related initiatives. She believed that racism is the most significant barrier to the successful integration of newcomer black youths to Canada. Jean Augustine has tirelessly supported many social causes and has served on numerous boards, including the boards of governors of York University, the board of trustees for the Hospital for Sick Children, the board of directors on the Don Witt Institute, the board of Harbourfront Corporation, and the chair of the Metro Toronto Housing Authority. She was also national president of the Congress of Black Women of Canada. Every year, a scholarship in her name enables single mothers to attend Toronto's George Brown College. She is the recipient of numerous distinctions and awards, including the YWCA Women of Distinction Award, the Kay Livingston Award, the Ontario Volunteer Award, the Pride Newspaper Achievement Award, the Rubina Wells Special Recognition Awards, and the Toronto Lions Club Onyx Award, and holds an honorary doctorate of law from the University of Toronto. In 1993, Dr. Augustine became the first African-Canadian woman elected to the Parliament of Canada. In addition to serving as Parliamentary Secretary to the Prime Minister of Canada, the Honourable Jean Augustine also served as Chair of the National Liberal Women's Caucus, Secretary of State for Multiculturalism and the Status of Women, Chair of the Standing Committee on Foreign Affairs, and Deputy Speaker. In December 1995, on the recommendation of Ms. Augustine, the Canadian Parliament officially recognized February as Black History Month. In 2007, she was appointed as the first Fairness Commissioner for Ontario and named Chair, Ontario Bicentenary Commemorative Committee on the Abolition of the Slave Trade. Monsieur le Chancelier, c'est avec beaucoup de respect et d'admiration pour sa contribution exemplaire que je vous présente Madame Jean Augustine pour que vous lui confériez le grade de docteur en droit honoris causa.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's now my honor and great pleasure to invite Dr. Augustine to deliver the convocation address.
Bonjour and good morning. Thank you for the kind introduction and most generous welcome. Merci beaucoup. C'est un grand plaisir d'être ici à Montréal pour un tel jour important pour tous ces étudiants à graduer de l'Université de McGill. I will not break out in any more Ontario French. Chancellor Richard Pound, Mr. Robert Rabinovich, Chair of the Board of Governors, Principal and Vice-Chancellor, Heather Monroe Bloom, members of the Board of Governors, Vice-Presidents and Provost, faculty, staff, attending dignitaries, parents, families and friends, and of course the graduating class of 2009. If my grandmother could see me now. She'd be smiling and shaking her head with pride, just as your parents, grandparents, and families who are here today with you are. My grandmother gave me the equivalent of a world-class common sense degree and a unique education on the ways of the world, despite her less than grade school education. Even before candidate Obama coined the phrase, my grandma had many years earlier softly encouraged me with those three words, yes, you can, and she added the word girl after it. Because in those days, girls were not expected to do very much. Three simple words became my passport to a new land, a new beginning, and opportunities that she could not have imagined. So I stand before you enormously proud of this university and its graduates. I stand humbled by the honorary degree of laws bestowed upon me by McGill, and I am grateful. McGill is world-renowned as a result of its dedicated faculty, its graduates, and its 200-plus-year-old history, well-earned reputation for academic excellence. The story of this institution is one shaped by high standards and high achievement. It is a story that reaches far beyond these walls, far beyond Canada's borders. And I can tell you, the story of McGill University captured the imaginations of many during my days growing up in Happy Hill, St. George's, Grenada, a vibrant Caribbean island. Even as we gather on this special occasion, your fellow McGill alumni are visiting professors. They're in Grenada plowing their craft at the St. George's University, where they work alongside a cadre of distinguished professionals from other prestigious institutions, helping to set new standards for medical education in the Caribbean region. McGill is recognized for bringing the world to its door and ensuring the doors to global learning experiences are open to its students. McGill deserves to be applauded for its pride in and commitment to nurturing the diversity of its student body and successfully achieving the university's goal of global recruitment of academic researchers and professors. There is no place in the world that one can travel without meeting a McGill-educated individual. So I speak to you as one who once sat, as you sit today, as a graduate, eager yet anxious about the road ahead. As I look out at you, the diversely representative 2009 McGill University graduating class, I begin by congratulating you on your journey thus far. I know how much hard work, commitment, and academic discipline were involved in leading you here today. I know of long days, the sharing of laughter and friendships, and perhaps even the shedding of tears along the way. But what have you learned, graduates of 2009? What about that world that awaits you? Two thoughts. One, you are standing on the threshold of change, armed with powerful tools from your earned credentials. And two, you will not have the luxury of complacency, nor will you be able to deny or ignore the responsibility that will come with your global citizenship. So let's start then with the word threshold. A threshold is an entrance, a beginning point, or something such as the threshold of a new career. It's a new dawn in a world that must be driven by a quest for delivery, for discovery. Not the discovery of new lands to conquer or colonize, but discovery embedded in innovation and innovation immersed in the DNA of transformative invention. The threshold to the change ahead is borderless. Don't expect to see the usual landmarks serving as markings on a freshly carved path. You will cross the threshold of change, with three key things: knowledge, that is what you've learned here at McGill, what you've acquired from your families, and what you've gained through your own life experience thus far. So knowledge and courage, the understanding that you cannot define yourself by the obstacles confronting you, but by the courage that helps you forge new pathways. And thirdly, values, the principles that distinguish your conduct and form your character, keeping you engaged and willing to defend basic universal human rights. Knowledge, courage, and values will be your navigational tools, much like the compass and the sextant that served the earlier explorers. As you sit here today, graduates, eager to leave these hallowed halls to start your work life or new careers, or thoughts of continuing your education, realize that you are not stepping out into the world that welcomed your parents or even your older siblings. You stand at the threshold of change of a magnitude that will alter every aspect of how we define ourselves, our responsibilities, our communities, and our collective obligations. You will not have the luxury of complacency, nor will you be able to deny or ignore the responsibility that will come with your global citizenship, and it's important that you remember this. The graduating class of 2009 is also graduating as citizens of the world. This is an important and a relatively new designation. President Obama, when he accepted his position as President of the United States, he declared, "I am a U.S. citizen and a citizen of the world." So in a simple declaration, he had us all taking that important step with him, a step from apathy to hope, and now on to positive experience. It's a new destiny. It's a collective destiny. It is your destiny, young people, as citizens of the world. We need the class of 2009 to step up and accept the new mantle. The torch is passed. We need your genius. We need your tolerance. We need your passion to combat all the isms in our world: sexism, racism, tribalism, and the vagaries and greed that have been undermining a capitalist business model once equated with democracy and the free world. Are you ready? We believe you are. We are here today to celebrate the hope and the future captured in the graduating class of 2009. We say to you, stand proud, stand ready, and know that you do not stand alone. Your peers are graduating not just at Canadian universities and other North American universities. Your peers are graduated in universities in all corners of the globe. They will be your qualified competitors. Knowledge will be as important to success as birthright once was. Opportunities will exist for those with the knowledge, the courage, and the values to pursue and seize them in a manner that is to the benefit of all. You will soon realize the education you received here at McGill prepared you to live and work not just in Canada, but anywhere in the world you choose to call home. So go forward, class of 2009. Go forward. The world awaits you. Merci beaucoup et bonne chance.
What a great opportunity for our students today, and thank you, Dr. Augustine, for sharing with us some portion of your extraordinary life and career. I'm sure that all of our students will remember their graduation. You're living proof of what is possible with vision, energy, drive, and focus, and I think the three touchstones you identified of knowledge, courage, and values are something that everybody will carry away with them today. For our graduates, as you can hear from Dr. Augustine, the message for your future is clear. Yes, you can. And Dr. Augustine, on a personal level, yes, you did. Girl. We will now proceed with the conferring of the academic degrees, and I call upon the Provost, Dr. Anthony Mazzi, to commence the formal proceedings.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. This morning, I am pleased to invite students graduating from programs in the Faculty of Education to come forward for the conferral of their McGill University degrees. For the benefit of the audience, I would like to explain some of McGill University's customs and traditions regarding the sequence for each student as his or her name is called. Each student crossing the stage will be greeted by the chancellor, the principal, or the chair of the Board of Governors. Students are wearing graduation robes and distinctive hoods whose colors represent the degrees they have completed. If they are receiving their first degree, individuals will remove their mortarboard hat at the center of the stage, and they will be symbolically capped, usually lightly. This signals the ceremonial conferral of the degree they have earned. They do not shake hands with the university official who has capped them. Students who already have earned a degree keep their mortarboards on their heads, and at center stage, they are congratulated with a handshake. A parchment is given to each student by a dean or delegate as he or she leaves the stage with another handshake. We begin with our graduate students, followed by undergraduate students from the various programs of study. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de l'Université, je déclare que le candidat dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'Université McGill, qu'il soit présent ou absent, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme, ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by the University Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on McGill University's list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. I now invite Professor Alanoush Saroyan to introduce the graduates. The Dean of Graduate and Postdoctoral Studies, Professor Martin Crisworth, will distribute the diplomas to all students receiving graduate degrees. Professor Hélène Perrault, Dean of the Faculty of Education, will distribute diplomas to students being granted degrees from the undergraduate programs of studies. Congratulations, félicitations to the McGill University class of 2009 who are receiving degrees today. Thank you. Merci.
For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy, Christopher Joseph Alfano. Susan Allnut. Purik Atarian. Xiaowen Bao. Fiona Benson. Marta Kamodraka.
Andrew Francesco Chiarella. Kevin Chin. Lucy Ann Cumin. Marian Jazvak Martek. Anusha Kassan. Tony Nelson Kelly. Constance Lavoie. Kit Hang Leung. Valerie Mary Nesset. Kevin O'Connor. Monica Walla. Jongwei Park. Lisa Reisinger. Robert Saggers. Lauren Small. Marion Steph. For the degree of Master of Arts, Julie Eva Aoud. Alisa Appa. Daniel Beaulieu. Brian Andrew Benoit. Melanie Joseph Barish. Christine Borisov. Anthony Eric George Campbell. Josie Feli Caro, Dean's Honor List. Patricia Ann Alexander Crombie. Julia Dackey, Dean's Honor List. France de la Rochelle. Laura Holly Devlin. Alexandra Lauren Drake. Irina Dinik. Stephanie Einegel. Kelly Fahey. Sabrina Fika. Rosler Francois. Shiri Freiwald. Natalina Lorena Gasparini. Melissa Ellen Gilmore. Victor Willie Goebel. Jessica Grenier. Lindsay Heckersbrook. Diana Maria Hernandez. Malek Kamel. Jacqueline Anne Landry. Jonathan Aaron Lazar. Myra Christine Lepp. Christina Lobasso. Dan Luo. Timothy Michael Mahoney. Melanie Marchand. Valerie Lisa McDonald. Kara Morrison. Eric Pierre Morris. Shakib Nasrullah. Deborah Wendy Parks. Jessie Lynn Renault. Sarah Jane Elizabeth Renault. France Elizabeth Roberts. Catherine Rockman. Emily Rose Shepherd. Judith Siklos. Jennifer Sweer. Candace Elizabeth Tonner. Ronald Peter Vale. Jody Joanne Denise Vezina. Natalie Wakefield. Qian Wang. Megan Ann Williamson. Ashley Erin Yule. Li Zhu. For the degree of Master of Education, Aniko Burgeon. Christina El-Qaisi. Vera Fares. Luis Eduardo Flores. Melissa Stephanie Gentleman. Maria Golfinopoulos. Tatiana Cavafian. Kathy Luntzis. Tracy Lyall. Anika Maloney. Mandy Pereira Giardine. John Ranelucci. Erica Hillary Rath. Jacqueline Sachs. Regine Schaefer. Casey Sheriffs. Heather Strulovich. Adina Superstein. Lena Tejarian. Aaron Beth Tebble. For the degree of Master of Library and Information Studies, Caitlin Elizabeth Bailey. Wasim Arshad Baluch. Krista Michelle Biallo. Sarah Burns. Karen Ann Bush. Angela Melanie Robbins Case. Marilyn Champoux Lemay. Margaret Mary Amadia Conlon. Rachel Daly. Eric Carl Erickson. Margaret Elizabeth Ferguson. Jenny Carolyn Ferris. Brandon Fitzgerald. Beth Susan Goslett. Jessica Elizabeth Housel. Megan Leslie Hansen. Catherine Elizabeth Hans. Jennifer Hoyer. Tanis Nicole Kiner. Jessica Lee Lange. Graham Stanley Lavender. Roseanne Alexis Lester. Konstantina Liatsopoulos. Na Man. Maimi Nina. Rosa Ione Orlandini. Benjamin Isaac Paris. David Pickup. Jennifer Prefontaine. Elaine Elizabeth Radman. Marie-Lou Riberdi. Jennifer Rickard. Molly Gretchen Richter. Trisha Marie Schell. Sarah Severson. Sachidanand Shankatirtha. Lisa Chie Yao Shen. Maria Simova. Sylvie Saint-Pierre. Shudong Tang. Ira Turkelet. Christian Mihai Udma. Xiaohong Yang. For the degree of Master of Science, Allison Reichert. For the graduate certificate in counseling applied to teaching, Tamara Beach, Dean's Honor List. For the graduate certificate in education leadership, Gina Marie-Claude Blanchette. Lisa Donna Veral. Luciana Cifarelli. Maria Lazari. Amy Elizabeth Parsons. Carmella Sacco. For the Certificate in Education for First Nations and Inuit, Flora Ellis. Gail Carolyn Shashawescom. For the Certificate in First Nations and Inuit Educational Leadership, Betsy Epu. Louisa Kumarluk, Dean's Honor List. Mark Tertiluk. For the Certificate in Inclusive Education, Nancy Mary Bobish. Beatrice Bullfrog. Lillian Elsa Escudero Vizaraga. Lillian Elsa Escudera Vizaraga. Angela Greco, Dean's Honor List. For the Certificate in Middle School Education in Aboriginal Communities, Shirley Moore, Dean's Honor List. Elizabeth Pashagumskum. For the degree of Bachelor of Education in Kindergarten and Elementary Education, Sareen Rose Andonian. Sosi Asaturian. Marisa Maria Asmaklis. Jessica Eleanor Assel. Aisha Iwan. Christina Bakalis. Jessica Baldoni. Kirsten Nicole Bastet, Dean's Honor List. Karine Bedard. Elise Rachel Beagleman, Miriam Connor Marcus Award. Vincent Berardinucci. Pamela Bernstein. Diane Biard Goebel. Catherine Bilotto. Victoria Buck. Marie-Christine Boivin. Lindsay Evelyn Broadbent. Catherine Brown. Marianne Brownie, Dean's Honor List. Melissa Cabral. Tracy Ann Calabrice. Michelle Gabrielle Campo. Carolyn Chang. Phoebe Chang, Dean's Honor List. Ingrid Nathalie Chaisson de Coste. Christina Elena Colasurdo. Giuseppina Conforti. Allison Renee Couture. Pamela D'Adamo. Janet Davis. Vanessa De Carvalho. Marisa De Masi. Jared John Demi. Sabrina Diorio. Cynthia Vanessa Di Luigi. Sara Angela Di Milo. Vanessa Domonte Branco. Genevieve Elizabeth Douse. Caitlin Louise Duffy. Brenda Dias, Dean's Honor List. Helen El Chakra. Sahar El Hakim. Silvia Ferraro. Idalina Fiudale. Tiffany Jill Ford. Natalie Fortin, McGill Alumni Society Prize and Dean's Honor List. Carrie Michelle Friedman. Mara Heather Frost. Kavita Gardner. Nikisha Natalie German. Vanessa Gervasi. Jessica Gloria Jin. Jennifer Kim Gravel. Jessica Graziani. Ashley Green. Ashley Jenna Gregory, Dean's Honor List. Valerie Guindy. Esterina Marie Guta. Anna Lee Hadley. Megan Darren Hanna. Sarah Diane Irwin Gibson. Mary Irene Karagiannis. Carolyn Cole. Connie Patricia Landrigan. Mathieu Larocque. Lodney Elena Latortue-Berwe. Myrna Clara Latortue-Berwe. Amanda Lemieux. Annie Sarah Lemieux-McClure. Luciano Lemme. Victoria Ann Lucas. Catherine Emily Lusky. Allison Lidinia. Mallory Ann McLeod. Gianna Maggio. Julie Marcus, Dean's Honor List. Laura Marielle Massé. Vanessa Laura Mastromonaco, Dean's Honor List. Amanda Lauren Mazzanti. Joanna Lynn McKay. Michael Mikhail. Laura Brunella Mirarchi. Lola Ivy Moyle. Tamara Napoleon. Kathy Nero. Nastasia Nobile. Elisa Maria Pace. Stephanie Parino, Dean's Honor List. Kim Marie Pasquale. Reshma Patel. Melissa Pavesi. Ekaterini Pavlos, Dean's Honor List. Tiffany Pereira Giardine. Marie-France Perron. Anne-Marie Perron. Kelly Marie-Claire Peters. Christine Pichet. Cristina Pitacciato. Kimberly Mary Lynn Porter. Margarita Poulakis. Nivin Radwan. Elzbieta Rebecca. Andrea Catherine Reed. Andrea Catherine Reed. Melanie Ryu. Rosina Maria Rogan. Crystal Lynn Jamie Rose. Nada Sakar. Jade Claudia Sartarelli. Ilana Brittany Shapiro. Erin Christine Shore. Mirella Simone. Summer Simpson. Melanie Sloby. Sylvia Sarai Sosa. Julia Sowerby. Patricia Spatola, Dean's Honor List. Paige Sturmer, Dean's Honor List. Dana Suzanne Stroll. Zahra Sunderji. Holly Ann Tessier. Teresa Alexandra Verelli. Tali Jasmine Wahid, Dean's Honor List. Devon Kate Warnock. Kimberly Ina Wild, Dean's Honor List. Jennifer Ann Yersch, Jean Gwynn Award. Gada Yunus. For the degree of Bachelor of Education in Music Elementary and Secondary, Maria Adnoyan. Robert Larry Couture, also receiving a Bachelor of Music. Caitlin Hope Decker, also receiving a Bachelor of Music. Chantel Edwards, also receiving a Bachelor of Music. Brittany Joan Goldsboro, also receiving a Bachelor of Music. Allison Jane Dorcas Hess, also receiving a Bachelor of Music. For the degree of Bachelor of Education in Physical and Health Education, Mike Appa. Marie-Pierre Baudouin. Marie-Pierre Chenard. Matthew Stephen Connell. Allison Catherine, Allison Catherine Doherty, Gold Medal and Dean's Honor List. Amanda Marie Douglas. Evantia Zoe Erfel. David Raymond Roger Fye. Joey Alexandre Fate. Sophie Gaduri. Eric Anthony Gallus. Asunta Maria Gallo. Nicholas Gamla. Nicole Elizabeth Garten. Adriana Elisabetta Hamela. Jessica Joan Harvey. Kelly Ladora. Catherine Cassandra Laporte. Laura Glenda McTavish. Francis Max Martin. Evan Leslie McCurdy. Isabelle Nathan Frenette. Catherine Parent. David Wayne Persons. Dominique Pompa. Jean-Noël Quillatin. Leo Scantlebury. Jennifer Lynn Shanzano. Jason James Smith. Casey Spruill. Jennifer Elizabeth Thompson. Amanda Trentadue. Aaron White. Haley Wyatt. For the degree of Bachelor of Education in Secondary Education, one subject, Carla Jean Goodine, also receiving a Bachelor of Science. David Morrow, also receiving a Bachelor of Science. Melinda Polifroni, also receiving a Bachelor of Science. For the degree of Bachelor of Education in Secondary English, Melissa May Abrams. Amani Antar. Melissa Barber. Chrissy Batsios. Cassandra Bauco. Shannon Leora Betcherman. Lila Ann Callahan. Laura Chambers Quinn. Heather Craig. Kelly Diane. Panayotis Dimitrakopoulos. Megan Sarah Dow Olnut. Iris Erdile. Jessica Fabris. Charmaine Caldora Grant, Chantal Malat Memorial Prize. Danielle Gullery. Justin Henri Langlois. Elena Pauline Legatos. Cynthia Luciola. Eugenia Giannina Milea. Genevieve Marie Ricchetti. Tara Elaine Rutledge. Sabrina Antoinette Spezio. Dominique Saint-Pierre. Patricia Ann Staniforth. Cindy Tam. Adrian Michelle Taylor Carcassole. For the degree of Bachelor of Education in Secondary Mathematics, Stavroula Grumas. Matthew Yang Lee. Erica Rennie, Dean's Honor List. Haley Robertson. Rubina Stefatos. For the degree of Bachelor of Education in Secondary Science and Technology, Stephen Avon. Clifford Tam. For the degree of Bachelor of Education in Secondary Social Studies, Geraldine Ananya, Dean's Honor List. Lucia Bruni. Lisa Marie Budd. Tina Destunis. Cameron Ronald McLeod. Lindsay Ann Mandigo. Stephanie Maurice. Sophia Panayot. Megan Prince. Nadia Roussakis. Lisa Sanzone. Felix Engelbert Sawina. for the degree of Bachelor of Education in Teaching English as a Second Language, Elementary and Secondary, Alexis Christina Belair. Annie Bruno. Karina Bruno. Chantal Castonge, Dean's Honor List. Sabrina Di Loreto. Miriam Gosche. Konstantinos Kaltsoudas. Dimitra Katsabanis, Dean's Honor List. Marie-Soleil Lavoie, Dean's Honor List. Heidi Lefebvre, Dean's Honor List. Sophia Moisiva, Dean's Honor List. Cheryl Moniker. Marla Michelle Peterman. Joanie Panoff. Nikki Psikogios. Debbie Psilos. Tony Salhani, Dean's Honor List. Magdalene Tsoulos. Ekaterini Varvarigos. Melissa Yi Sui Chun, Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Education in Teaching French as a Second Language, joint program with the Université de Montréal, Emily Christina Almontes Foves. For the degree of Bachelor of Education in Vocational Education, Antonella Anania. Tammy Thompson, Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Education for Certified Teachers, Rhoda Alupa. Barbara Gorkekish. Natalie Jane Mark. Colleen McGregor. Lee Owitaluktuk. Evelyn Pachano. Emmanuel Simon. Anna Zachary Leblanc. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Kinesiology, Iman Al-Buhaisi. Patrice Babin. Kira Elizabeth Ball. Jonathan James Karkner, Honors in Kinesiology and Dean's Honor List. Alicia Jane Hilderly, Honors in Kinesiology. Mashal Hussain, Honors in Kinesiology. Rachel Marie Laviolette. Dana Rachel Liebov. Jacqueline Dorothy Lovat Stern, honors in kinesiology. Stephen Maroni. Andrew Francis Mutter. Marie Nadia Niawun Virakure. Eva Panetta. Michael Wu, honors in kinesiology. Jennifer Zunenshine.
Please rise. Thank you. You will see that timing is everything. In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you today by this university, with all of the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibilities pertinent thereto. Congratulations. Now, if everyone will rise, the Secretary General of the University, Joanne Pelche, will pronounce the benediction.
Thank you, Chancellor. Go now in peace to share the gift of knowledge that has been entrusted to you. May this university and all its graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. We come from and return to many lands in humility and hope. May we continue in friendship and grow in solidarity and wisdom, and may you be blessed all of your days. Thank you.
good.
Thank you.